Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, SL Voices is proud to announce the opening of Honeycutt's Salon in Alamosa. Janet sat and talked about her life, her experience as a hairstylist, a manicure-pedicure professional, and of course, her new salon. That's Honeycutt's Salon, located at 1431 Main Street, Alamosa, in the Valley Plaza. Call Janet at 719-362-6444 today.
Hi, I'm Martha with SL Voices. I'm here in studio today with Janet Honeycutt Ingle, who was recently married. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be married. He's a wonderful person from Indiana, actually, that moved to Colorado and ended up buying property right next to my parents, so worked out perfect.
Yeah, that did work out perfect. Little friendly neighborly stuff going on there.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, congratulations on your wedding, and I know that you're going to have many happy years together. Now, you're from Colorado, but you're raised in Arizona.
Yes, ma'am. We rodeo, Honeycutt Rodeo, and so I had the best of both worlds. I was in Arizona in the wintertime and in Colorado in the summertime because we rodeoed so much. And actually went to high school in Arizona and on to beauty college. And my father always told us kids that we had to have an alternative education besides rodeo. So I picked doing hair, and I went to Maricopa Beauty College there in Arizona. And I've been able to do hair everywhere I've went, from Arizona to Texas, Louisiana. And I recently, in 2014, moved back to Colorado for good. I've worked here in Monta Vista and then moved to Alamosa and was able to buy my own salon. So it's pretty exciting.
That really is just fabulous. Now, how long have you been doing hair?
I went to beauty college right out of high school. And so that was in 91, graduated in 92, and I've been doing hair ever since.
Lots of experience.
Yes. Yes.
Lots of experience.
In different areas, different people. And when I was in Texas is where I learned a lot, and had ladies there that kind of took me under their wing and taught me more about color. I love color. It's amazing what you can do with people's hair.
Tell us a little bit more about Honeycutt's Rodeo.
Well, we are actually in our fifth generation, 8 decades of rodeo. My grandfather and then my father and now my brother Jerry runs the rodeo company. We all still kind of help a little bit. I'm lucky enough now that I get to stay here and just feed while he's gone, so I can stay and do hair and still rodeo a little bit. So I definitely keep busy.
It's obvious that you've worked in many different places, learned a lot of different techniques, a lot of different people, their likes, their dislikes. You're probably very good at reading people and what's going to look good on them. But on top of that, you have a great big announcement.
Yes, ma'am. I was able to have my own salon, Honeycutt Salon, which is located in Alamosa in the Valley Plaza. It's directly across from the theater for the college at Adams State.
So it's very centrally located, easy to get to.
Yes, for the most part it is.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about Honeycutt Salon.
So Honeycutt Salon, I guess everyone eventually wants to own their own business, so I'm super excited about that.
And of course the name is perfect.
Yes, Honeycutt, you know, that is I think the perfect name, and I always wanted a salon called Honeycutt Salon, so now I officially have one.
That's fantastic. Tell us what your plans are for February. You've got something big coming up in February.
So it's been a salon for a long time. It was called Color Me Mad, and of course now it'll be Honeycutt Salon, which, I don't know, it just tickles me every time I say that, because that was my last name. For the month of February is what I would like to do, since it's kind of like a grand opening, is give everyone 30% off. That includes your haircut, colors. Also, we do pedicures and manicures, waxing for your eyebrows. So just to get people to, you know, come in and meet me and find out if I'm suitable for them, I guess, because I think that you have to be able to connect with your hairstylist. That's why we have so many of them, I think.
Well, there's not much better in this world than a good manicure, and especially a pedicure.
I tell you, the pedicures, I sat in that pedicure chair for the first time the other day, and it's got massage for your back and your neck, and it was pretty awesome, I'll have to say.
So you're ready to spoil some people.
Yes.
At a 30% discount.
At a 30% discount for the month of February.
That's a really good discount, too. What types of services are you offering? Are you planning to offer?
The services that we'll provide, of course, are women's haircuts, kids' haircuts, men's haircuts, color, highlights and lowlights, full colors, pedicures, manicures, and eyebrow waxing.
And I'm sure the cost of service varies by what the service is, how detailed it is.
The women's haircuts are $20, men's are $15, kids 10 and under are $12. A full color is $60, pretty much, if it's just one full color. And then the highlights start at $65, and just depending on the hair, and if you want low lights, highlights, how many colors you want, you know, that all varies. But I think that we're pretty reasonable. You know, I try to be reasonable with everyone.
That's wonderful. I've been in your shop, and it's just an adorable shop. I noticed that you had some different products in there. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
First of all, for the hair, I go with the Joico products. I love Joico, especially their moisturizing shampoo. I think that's a great shampoo. I also have the Synagence makeup, which is the Lip Sense. I'm a distributor for that. And so you'll be able to come in and look and pick you out some makeup or some lipstick. The Synagence makeup, it's a semi-permanent makeup, so it stays on. Your foundations, the tinted moisturizer, it actually, when you put it on, it doesn't come off of your collar. The Lip Sense itself stays on all day long, and you use 3 coats of it, and then you use your gloss over the top, and you're good to go. Synagence is not tested on animals, which I think is a great thing. It also contains a sunscreen in it. With me being outside all the time, feeding and rodeoing and stuff, I've noticed that my face is not nearly as sunburnt as before I started using it and never wore sunscreen. It's just an all-around good makeup, and they have all kinds of face moisturizers, you know, day cream, night cream, the cleansers. It just really is it's a good product. And then also Thrive. So Thrive is a vitamin. It's a very simple, easy 3-step that you do every day, and I would never go without my Thrive.
So after you have cut and colored someone's hair and gotten their hair perfect, you're also going to be the person they want to talk to about picking out the perfect shades of colors for their new makeup and how to wear it. And they can walk out of your shop just knowing how to be a glamour star.
Yes, pretty much. And I think when you look better, you feel better. That's one thing about, you know, doing hair and with the makeup. People, they don't come into a salon grouchy. Or if they do, they end up leaving pretty happy. So it's a good business to be in. And it's nice to be able to help people and make them feel better.
Okay. So what other product lines are you offering?
So we also are going to do earrings. Tamara Koenig, she has the Cowgirl Crafts. And so she's going to have earrings in there. So you can come and browse and look and see if you want to leave with some earrings.
Do you do walk-ins, appointments? What works best for you and your clients?
Appointments are the best. Of course, you can call the number and make an appointment. Walk-ins, if we're able to do it, we definitely will do it, you know, right then, or let you know soonest availability. But appointments are better, just so we make sure that we have enough time to be able to get you done and not have to hurry. I don't like to hurry. I think being a hairstylist, it's very important to be available. So, of course, walk-ins are very welcome. But anytime you call, whether it's early morning or late night, I kind of make it a priority to be available for you. Because everybody's time is important, and I think it's just good for hairstylists to be available.
What is your phone number?
719-362-6444.
And your future plans? I mean, you've got this adorable shop. It is open to so much. I know that your head is just full of wonderful plans to expand and offer more services and just have a really nice experience when people come to see you. What are some of your future plans, if you don't mind telling us?
Well, the main thing is I would like to have a spectacular nail tech that would come in 2 to 3 days a week and be able to do the gel nails and the acrylic nails. I do manicures and the pedicures, but that would be something that definitely I would like to see happen. Also, you know, full makeovers for them to come in and just have a complete full makeover and kind of figure out what they want for their face to look like, you know, with the makeup and the hair. And so that's one thing that hopefully will come in the future. To where they can just have a full makeover and, like you said, leave glamorous.
When I've had manicures and pedicures before, I have felt so completely spoiled and so pampered. I'm sure that's the experience that people are going to get in your salon. How long would you say the average manicure pedicure takes? Because the more time they spend in that chair with their feet in the hot, bubbly water, and you're massaging their hands. You know, it just all feels fantastic.
Yeah, the massage is the best part. So a pedicure is about an hour from start to finish, and a manicure is anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. And it kind of just depends on what the person wants.
Now, do you offer gift certificates?
Yes, we for sure have gift certificates. You can just give me a phone call and we can do it over the phone, or you can come in and I can actually hand you one. It's however, you know, you kind of want it to do it. If you want it to be a surprise for Valentine's Day, that would be a nice surprise for either, you know, a men's haircut or to get a color or a pedicure, a manicure for your girlfriend or wife. The pedicures are about an hour and the manicure is about 45 minutes.
So what other products are you going to be offering? I hear you've got some great earrings. Could you tell us, are those locally made?
Yes, they are local. Tamara Koenig with Cowgirl Crafts. She makes earrings, and I believe that she also makes leather cuffs for women, which you would not think would be kind of odd, but they are very pretty. Everything's made out of leather, so they're very light. You can just come in and look and browse and kind of decide what you want, or she'll make you special orders, whichever you choose.
That's super that you're opening up your shop to local artisans to showcase some of their products. Are you open to other artisans maybe showing you some of their crafts and some of their artistic jewelries or other products?
Yes, there's a lady in Texas. Her name is Tammy Jackson, and she's got little boutiques that she takes to rodeo. And so she's going to send me some stuff just to kind of showcase what she has, like t-shirts. And she's got some really nice, the longer fringe vests and more of a Texas type clothes, but I think would go well here. I know I would wear them.
So really what you've done is you have opened up your own hair salon, Honey Cuts, which has been your dream, but you have kind of turned this into a community service by allowing local artists to come in and show and sell their creations. And I think that's just an incredible thing to do. How would someone present their artwork to you?
Really just by a simple phone call. Tell me what you have and we would meet and see if it's a good fit for you, if it's something that you would want to come in and set up a display and let people look at it. You know, if it's a good fit for you, it's mostly a good fit for me.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, and we appreciate you coming in. I personally will be seeing you at Honeycut Salon because you have been my hairdresser for a while now, and I love the way you do everything, and it's always such a pleasant experience just to spend some time with you, Janet.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you taking the time to have me here.
Stand by for late breaking news.
Amy Lopez joins Janet Honeycutt at Honeycutt Salon. Amy is a talented and experienced hairstylist as well and does lash lifts. Your lashes will be curled and look fuller and more beautiful. You'll probably be able to skip lash curling for a month, depending upon your lashes. She does lash tinting and eyebrow tinting as well. A package of all three is $65, and that includes brow shaping. All can be purchased individually or in smaller packages. Call Amy and make your appointment at 719-362-6444.
Honeycutt Salon is located at 1431 Main Street, Alamosa, in the Valley Plaza. The phone number is 719-362-6444. That's 719-362-6444. Call today and spoil yourself with a great hairstyle, manicure, and pedicure. And don't forget to get your lashes and eyebrows looking gorgeous as well. Gentlemen, make your appointment too. You'll be your handsome best. A visit to Honeycutt Salon is more than just a haircut. It's a full pampering experience you'll surely enjoy. Remember, Honeycutt Salon is located at 1431 Main Street in Alamosa at the Valley Plaza. And the phone number is 719-362-6444. Call them today.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.